Samara's heart was pounding as if it would leave her chest. Slowly opening the heavy street gate of her father's house, she peered outside. For a long moment she stared into the darkness, paralyzed, wondering how she could be so bold. What would the Romans do to me if they caught me? Her life had been too short to come to an end tonight. Yet I have to do what I have to do. Slipping into the street, clutching the heavy iron club that Caleb gave her, she hesitated. Then the gate slammed behind her with a solid, final thud. It jarred her, sending her running down an alley and deep into the labyrinth of back byways, which crisscrossed her beloved Jerusalem. Her skin prickled from the rough cloth of the coarse hooded shirt and trousers that gave her anonymity, the garb of a male laborer. A sudden chill blew her hood back, hastily pulling it over her head with her free hand. Quivering half from the cold and half from fright of being caught, she forced herself to go forward. She knew the Romans didn't treat captives kindly, especially those who attacked their way of life, like her fiancé Caleb had done. Now he was in exile as a slave in faraway Britain, a fate that could easily be hers as well. She quickened her pace. Jerusalem was sleeping in silence as she ran through the hilly streets toward the Temple Mount. Suddenly, she froze, listening. Was that the tramping of a Roman patrol? A cold sweat sprang to her skin. No, the streets were silent. I'm hallucinating. I'm surely insane. Were Caleb here, he'd stop me from taking such a risk. He'd be doing this himself instead. Feeling the reassuring heft of Caleb's iron rod in her hand, she found herself realizing that if she ever needed to defend herself, tonight would be the night. Resuming her run, she kept thinking about what Caleb had whispered to her so urgently on that sad night when they took him into exile, away from her. If you ever find any of your goods missing, blame it on the thieving Romans. I've heard that they keep their booty in the sanctuary of the Jupiter Shrine. It's their most secret place. Knowing that her fellow Hebrew merchants in Jerusalem had long been the victims of theft was too aggravating. Now she had to take action. The disgrace and damage to her family were unforgivable. The week before, her own family storeroom had been thoroughly pillaged. This was the last straw. Her fury was consuming her. She'd just acquired a shipment of exotic, very expensive metalwork from Africa. Urns, shields, portrait busts, and platters covered with delicate filigree, the likes of which Jerusalem had never seen. And it was stolen, every piece. It was worth a fortune, and now it was all gone. She couldn't wait any longer. Had the Romans taken it? If they had, it could well be, as Caleb believed, inside that Roman sanctuary. She would find out, and tonight was the night. She felt warmer thinking of Caleb's brown eyes and twisted smile. Sweet Caleb, stubborn and foolhardy. He'd given Samara her first taste of love, but the Romans ripped him away from her. Tearing down the great temple, demolishing homes and shops, they drove the rabbis into exile, and one horrible day they took away her fiancé. Every time she thought about the arrogant, exploitive ways of the Romans, she felt the bile rising in her stomach. That was long ago, she thought, and now he's so far away. Yet sometimes the far away and the long ago are the keys you need for living now. I am sure that once I've seen our stolen goods in that pagan temple, I can enlist the right people to raid it and reclaim what is ours. The wind, now freezing, whistled down the alley and cut through her clothes. If she were caught tonight on her mission to break into the Roman temple, she might never see Caleb again, or Ephraim, or the rest of her family, or her friend Leah, with the fine blue eyes, so blue that Samara was jealous of them. Her eyes stand out, mine are a sort of washed-out gray. What was she doing rushing into the gravest danger and thinking about the color of Leah's eyes?